Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wish we had a podcast or we could do like off mic, but I wouldn't have a job and my daughter would probably move out of the house. True. But this is the NFL picks. Uh-huh. And we are back. And Matt is back on top, by the way.
Let's go.
Oh!
But Cancer Christine is still in first.
I'm still winning overall.
Wow, is that nickname sticking?
I think it might
when
be.
You've had Wait, cancer twice.
How is he on top if she's still in first
place? He won the week.
Okay, then the say week. That, because that's wrong.
You got to keep up here.
This is the playoffs.
No,
I thought I was
playoffs.
I thought I was slow and old AM, and you were fast
you
and rocking FM.
You don't explain things. Like, no. You started the whole segment by saying about your daughter, and this no one knows what
Correct.
That means.
And that's it's going to stay that way.
I understood, Brian, because I'm the winner.
How many did you get winning the week?
He was
last
five
week?
And five and two.
Five and two. Uh-huh.
And I was 4-3.
He's only 3 games behind you for second.
Yeah.
It looks like Christine, unless she goes 0-for. She's 64-40. Salt is 59-45, and Matt is 56-48.
Way to go, buddy.
Christine Thanks. And Salt gonna Good take job. That number one.
64. What do I have to do again? I have to get it.
You have to get it re-engraved, oh, your yeah. best morning right. show prize.
Because that's the only broadcast. Way you'll get that trophy.
Sure. We don't yeah. care. Mm. Then yeah. we're going to put it. I'm going to take an ad out in the Hartford Current with our picture holding it.
See, now, wow, you're going to spend the $5 for an ad in the Current.
There's going to be a press release and wow. everything. Yes.
Oh, yes.
We're going to bring it to the governor's right. place. Yeah. Next time, we're going to travel with yeah. it everywhere we go.
For like your Stanley Cup?
Yeah. Exactly.
For you steal another coaster from Lamont's house. All right, listen. So Salt was 4-3. Christine Lee and Mark were 3-4. Annie was 2-5. And she had a great time last week, by the way. I was 4-3.
Your daughter,
and Matt was
Annie,
5-2.
Had fun last week.
Wait a minute.
With us.
She had a great time last week?
She had a great time here.
In the studio.
I'm so
in the studio. Okay. Nowhere else she went did she have a good time.
Correct.
Just here in the studio.
Okay, I'm sweating. Can we move on to the games, please?
How's your dog doing?
My dog. If we don't do this segment, my dog will poop in the kitchen. So let's go.
He'll poop in the kitchen.
Too late.
All right, listen, Houston at Kansas City. We had a fascinating week, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you have some teams that are favored by so much, I am really tempted to take the other side.
Yeah.
And we'll start with Kansas City hosting Houston. 8.5.
That's a big
this
spread.
This was a hard one.
What?
Are you going to take the hard one?
I went back and forth on it.
Come on now.
But I'm done with taking the hard one.
Forever.
Taking the hard one is really overrated.
Okay.
In fact, really, it blows. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
You going with KC?
Yeah.
I'm going with I don't know if we can air this. Anyone else taking Kansas City?
I'm going to take Houston.
I know. Yeah. It's like, it's Houston. A good. I mean,
my guy.
Yeah.
Houston. I think Houston's going to win this game.
No, they are not.
No.
Listen to me.
Mark, what do you got?
I think winner. J.J. Watt's coming out of retirement, and he's going to get on the field and destroy somebody.
Kansas City's been playing some tight games this year, and they've been eking them out. So I don't know. I can't go with that 8.5. I'm going to go with Houston.
Mm, yeah.
That's Listen, if Houston scores 30 points, they're winning this game.
Right.
That's like if so-and-so, if they don't rush for 100 yards, they lose. Well, of course they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, but Patrick Mahomes,
if they would score 30, they're going
to
win the game.
He's ready to have baby number 4, mm-hmm. so he is fired up and wants to play.
You think so?
Hard.
So have all the time
I got Kansas City, too. I'm with you, Christine. Here's another one that's fascinating. Detroit hosting Washington, the Commanders. It's a 9.5-point spread. Mark.
Detroit.
Taking DET. They're going to cover. Anyone else? I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win, but I don't think they cover. I'm taking Washington.
I'm taking Washington, yeah.
Wash, what about you, Matt?
I'm taking Detroit. That place is going to be the loudest place on planet Earth.
Really?
On Saturday
night. Not going to be any place on Earth louder?
How many trick plays do you think Campbell calls? At least one? At least two?
How many fourth downs are you going to go for?
All of them?
Like six. Nobody's punting. The punters might as well not even dress in this game.
And even if they go out for a punt, they'll fake it.
Yeah.
All right, listen, let's go to the Rams at Philly. Again, Philly favored by 6.5. Salt, what do you got?
I got Philly in this one.
You're taking it? PHI.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Rams. I think they could go. They,
me too.
They could go to the
Super
Bowl.
Oh my God! Are we lining up on all our picks?
We shouldn't be.
Oh,
it's bad news.
I'm gonna lose this week.
It's bad news for me.
Yeah.
What do
good,
you got?
Good news for me.
Yeah, I know.
I just said Philly.
You're taking PHI. What about you, Mark?
Grease the streetlights in Philadelphia.
Yes.
I'm picking Philly.
Ugh. Punch a police horse.
I'm going to go with the Rams. As long as they can hold Saquon Barkley under 303 yards like they didn't last time, I think they should be all right.
By the way, the greasing of the poles is not an unsubtle sexual reference like before. It's actually they grease the light poles in Philly so they can't climb up them when they win.
The police do that, and as a result, the fans punched a police horse.
Right. I remember that so when the Eagles
they're degenerates. They're the worst fans in all of the world.
What
did
they do? Didn't they do something? Oh, it was the...
They threw batteries.
No, the Green Bay. They called a female Green Bay fan a really bad word.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, let's go to Baltimore.
Is it worse
Buffalo.
Than Cancer Christine?
It starts with a C.
It might be.
Okay.
It starts with a C.
It might be.
Oh.
It's the one that packs a punch that we may not say.
Can we just not do this?
It's a lovely Irish word.
It's going to be all right.
Oh, my gosh. You guys. Why are you sabotaging my livelihood?
This is why we're recording.
Like, really,
because
you're ruining my
word,
family. You're ruining my family and my job.
Oh, please join the club.
Look, the Ring camera in your house, like your dog in the kitchen.
Baltimore at Buffalo. Baltimore is favored. Matt.
I mean, this is Buffalo.
I know. So you got to take Buffalo.
It's Buffalo's time.
Boy, they're good though. Those Ravens.
They are very good. I'm going to go with Buffalo though.
Mm.
Buff chicks. What do you got there, Christine?
The Ravens.
Well, we are departing on that one.
Okay.
Mark, what do you got?
Buffalo.
Everyone's going Buffalo.
Go Bills.
Baltimore could win the Super Bowl, but
I'm
going with my heart on this. I want Buffalo to win. National Championship College Football. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdog against Ohio State. Ohio State's the home team, but it's not in Ohio State. For me personally, I love the coach. I love the team. They're Ohio State's backups are probably more talented than the starters at Notre Dame, but I'm taking Notre Dame.
Ha, me too. Oh my God.
I'm depressed.
Nightmare.
Wow.
Officially depressed.
Wow, this is awful.
Ohio.
Yep.
State.
Mm. Yeah. I'm gonna go Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis is a big Notre Dame fan. I love Shane Gillis.
That's your logic?
That's my logic for that one.
That's great.
How about you, Mark?
I'll tell you what, Notre Dame just seems to prove that they can stay in these games even with the other team more talented. I got to go with Notre Dame.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on an island here.
Wow.
Love
on an island. Don't shit yourself.
Oh, you can't say that.
I can say that.
No, you can't.
I can.
You cannot,
that was the first
actually.
Thing we're going to have to bleep out, I
that's
think.
Actually.
All the other stuff stays?
The other stuff can stay, but what you just said has to be bleeped.
You can't say cuck. You can't say you can't say any of that.
Can't do it.
Goodbye.
Have a nice week, everybody.